Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools, and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on Yo Bravs. Hi, everybody, I'm Ron Dole, and that's Benoons over there. Hello, Ben, how are you?
Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
Good.
How's it going?
I didn't have a morning with Dua Fucking Leap Lupa in my life, but you did, Dua Lupa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think anyone had.
Slowly, who knew?
Dua Lupa.
I did a loop.
Oh my God. Like, you know, I didn't even have breakfast yet and I was already encountering Dua Lupa. I was very excited. I was welcomed back to the Elvis Duran show on iHeartRadio, and I was really excited because the guest who was on right before me was Dua Lipa. In fact, so cool. I literally took over her chair. It's funny, I almost said she was in my green room as if it's mine. It's just like the green room that I was using last time. They're like, oh, sorry, you can't. Dua Lipa's in your green room right now. So I was like, oh my God, I'm so famous now. Famous by proximity. Like,
Dua Lipa's, I really made it. So
I didn't talk to her.
How warm did her butt keep the chair that you got to sit in? Like, was it like a little bony butt warmth, or was it like
it was
full on like I'm a good person warmth? Because I feel like good people have warm butts. Like when I used to sit down after people on the subway, like nice people would always leave a nice warm thing, and then people who looked evil or like mean or like they would rob me always had a cold chair left.
You know what? It felt nice. It felt like a nice, comforting chair, and so I have to feel like Dua Lipa left a little bit of her star power in that seat. Like I felt like she welcomed me.
That was cute.
Yeah,
Riz from the
Dua. I felt like I was levitating. She's so cute in person. I didn't get to talk to her. I didn't get to take a photo with her. I posted actually a very obnoxious story on our Instagram. I posted a story where I go, guess who's opening up for me? It's Dua Lipa. And I thought I was being so funny in that moment. And then when I watched it back after I left the offices, I was like, I am a monster. Like, I was so obnoxious. I was trying to be funny. I thought it'd be funny
because, like, obviously said, oh my God, Dua Lipa's talking about crappins. And she's like, you know, the whole point is to inspire and to lift up.
She was talking about crappins. The question was, can you tell us about your favorite podcast, Watch What Crappens? And she goes, it's just so inspiring and beautiful. Dua Lipa is actually part of the extended Bravo world because, remember, she was dating at one point the Adda Adda one.
That's right.
Remember?
The Adda Adda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was cool. She was like, she was so close. I didn't get to talk to her, and I was separated by a pane of glass. But
I was imagining that you'd like awesome. Meet her and be like, "Oh my God, I can't wait to see how warm your butt left the chair." Was that awkward? Oh hey, I haven't had a bagel yet today. God, I love bagels. It's almost Bagel Thursday. Do you celebrate Bagel Thursday? What do you think about it?
I turned into Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, but boy. You didn't do it. I mean, I wish I was there to be your cheer mom and be like, "B." Aggressive.
No, I really
eat aggressive. Run through, knock down the window, be like, do it, it's me, singa, I want to talk to you.
I know, I was in a different room. I was with Andrew and Diamond from the show, so we were watching from another room. So I think it would have just been looked really strange because she had so many people there. So it would have been really weird if I busted out of the room and just like tackled her in front of the Snickers bars. But she looked really cute. And I honestly, I was like a little starstruck only when they said, oh, Ben, you'll be sitting here. And and Danielle from the show said the last person to sit there was Dua Lipa. And I was like, she's right. Dua Lipa was just sitting here, and now I'm sitting here.
Wow. It's huge times.
I am like going through it, guys. And then when I walked out the building, there were like paparazzi there, and I wanted to be like, Dua Lipa's in there. I mean, they knew, but I wanted to be like, I saw her. But then I was like, get a grip, Ben. Get a grip.
Dua Lipa's chair. Anybody want my picture?
Does anyone want to take a picture of my butt? It has some Dua Lipa on it. And then actually what was also fun is they have a signature wall. And they're like, oh, sign the wall. And I was going to put my signature next to Rita Ora's name. And then they're like, oh, there's Melissa Gorga's name. So I put my name next to Melissa Gorga.
Wow. That was an odd choice that you made.
Well, I would have preferred to align myself with Rita Ora or really anyone else other than Melissa Gorga. But I was like, as much as I want to, I have to know my lane, and my lane is Bravo. I have to stick with the Bravo. Oh, my God,
your lane, ask your butt what its lane is. Its lane is Dua Lipa's chair. I wish you could follow your ass, follow the advice of your ass, because
my butt's lane is Dua Lipa's chair.
Yeah, come on. All right, everybody. Well, for Ben's autograph, sign up at Patreon. That's also where you will get this video of this recap that we're about to do. And also all of our video recaps, because we videotape all of them. We videotape them specifically on tape. Okay. These are all Betamax.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up on YouTube. So Patreon is for fresh ones. If you want them a week later, we've got literally hundreds of videos up there. So if you want them a week later, they're free. Go just join us at youtube.com. But if you want paid stuff and you're like fancy like that, bonus episodes, Vanderpump Villa, all of that videos is at Patreon. Also, we are doing live shows in May, which is next week. Next Friday, we're in Los Angeles. So excited to come back, LA. I've missed you. And no one has pooped on my sidewalk in Texas, I have to say. Mm. So I really missed you guys, and I can't wait to be back there. That's next Friday night at 9:30 p.m. Get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, get tickets for our European jaunt, London, Dublin, Birmingham, end of May. Taylor Swift. We're not going to be in that one, but we're going to be seeing you in Stockholm. So join us, guys.
Word on the street, though, is that my butt will sit in the same chair as Taylor Swift. So we're really excited about that, too. It's just really, my butt's on its own lane now. By the way, I do want to sincerely say,
marinate in that privileged white girl anger that she specializes in. So I was listening to her album the other day, and it's very like,
these southern bitches were mean to me in high school. Fuck you, bitches.
I was like, oh my God, Taylor's really having a like, fuck you moment. And it's so
she's a tame tortured poet.
And just like, yeah, she's a tortured poet.
London, bye. Bye, London. Bye now. I'm leaving London.
She's like, it's a very sigh of an album, but I don't know in a bad way, but it's very like, it's like, how are you doing today? Good. It's that kind of an album, you know?
Do you think that she had any of the tracks produced by the 27s?
Yeah.
She's like,
I really liked in that London song. And she's like,
bye London. Let's have a good time.
London, let's have a London time. We're gonna have a lot of fun there on that tour. I hope people come join us. And by the way, very sincerely, thank you to the Elvis Duran Show for having me on. It was super fun, and we'll post it on our social media when I think it's gonna be Thursday or Friday that's gonna go up. So thanks everyone for
exciting times. That's great. Glad you got to do it, and you're in New York. I'm so gel.
I know.
But I'm really excited. We should talk about a bunch of people I'm not jealous of, and those are people on the Valley.
This show. Oh my God, I was cracking up. What an episode. How hilarious. Wow. So good. Such a good episode. I'm thrilled that we're, you know, people are saying like, oh my God, this is the first time since the Obama era that the Housewives haven't been on. But I'm like, you know what though? The non-Housewives shows have been pulling their weight hardcore at this time. Vanderpump Rules, I think it's so good right now. I know people are bored with it. I get it, but I'm like, I think Vanderpump Rules is so good right now. I think The Valley, so good. Summer House, oh my God. It's just Bravo's just doing it for me right now.
That's good.
As it should.
Yeah, it definitely should. Yeah, it's been pretty enjoyable. And I think it's good to make us miss the Housewives, you know?
Yeah.
So, by the way, called it. Love to say called it. Luke, this guy's terrifying. Why am I the only person terrified of Ginger Luke? I feel like that guy is a building bomber. I feel like that guy is someone who, like, doesn't just joke about calling in bombs. That guy bombs buildings, okay?
Luke is the dinosaur that spits on Newman in Jurassic Park. As in, like, he's dangerous. He'll kill you. You shouldn't like him. But we really seem to focus more on the Velociraptors than the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And no matter how many times you see the movie, you're like, it's not threatening. Like that scene.
You're like, it's kind of cute.
It's cute. Every time. You're like, it's cute. And if this time Newman just gets back in the car, you know? You're like, that's all he has to do, really. And
yeah, don't think that he can
make a different choice this time. And it's terrifying every time, but kind of in a cute way. I mean, you're right. And I love that this dope is in Los Angeles lamenting that he can't fish. I mean, I know. Babe. Look to your left. You know what I mean? I mean, depending on which way you're facing. You're in the valley. So, I mean, you're going to see a mountain. But in general, look to your left. I mean, there's an ocean. There's a literal ocean. It's a big one. It's a pretty big. It's one of the major ones, I have to say.
I have to say, of all of the, it's definitely a top four ocean, at the very least.
Come on. Is it kelpie? Yes. Is it too cold for my taste? Sure is. But it's an ocean, and there's fish that live in there. And there's people that I assume take fishing poles over there. And I don't want to hear how far away it is, because you live in the fucking valley. It's like literally everybody's complained about your neighborhood.
That's the thing. It's like, it's just so wild to me that, like, someone who loves fishing so much and being around lakes in Colorado just, like, wound up in a show about a concrete wasteland, you know? It's like, how to... It's like, this is your fault, sir. Don't get mad at Kristen that you moved to a land of where the river is made of cement.
Listen, here's what happened. He went to a wedding and found someone to fuck him behind a tent. Do you think that's ever happened to Luke in his life? No, it hasn't. I'm just going to go ahead and say no. And so he's going to follow wherever that crazy, twitchy lady leads him. He doesn't care. It'll be to his demise, and we all know it. We all know the danger here. We all know the ending of this movie. And this poor guy, I'm not even going to say this poor guy, because he's terrifying as well. But yeah, we all know where this is going. And it's not great. You know, it starts with a fuck behind a tent, and it ends with, I don't know, your shit out on a lawn somewhere. Alex, like, on your block, just kind of looking in your window, because you know that one's a stalker, too, I feel like.
I was going to say, it just ends with arms crossed and frustrated, waiting for your table at Islands in Burbank.
Exactly. Since when do we need a reservation at Islands?
You're a long way from the fishing hole. You're a long way from Lake Steamboat.
Okay, so Luke's like, I'm glad you didn't have COVID yesterday. I was worried you were so sick. And she's like, I mean, I didn't really feel well. And like, you know, that could it be morning sickness? And I was like, I mean, it's like literally impossible to have morning sickness right now.
It was literally impossible because it was 1 p.m. So like the window for morning sickness was over. It would have been afternoon sickness. It was literally impossible. And he's like, so how are you feeling about this cycle? Do you think we got it done? And speaking of which, do you want to go cycling? I wish it was Colorado. And then she's like, I don't know. He's like, you don't know? She's like, I don't have the feeling in my soul that it happened. But yeah, I don't know. Shoulder.
I don't have that feeling in my soul. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm surprised that they're kind of hinting at this Kristen is having trouble getting pregnant storyline. Or maybe it's like a real life thing. I don't know. It's TV, so I don't believe it. But they're hinting at this Kristen is having trouble. Here's why I don't believe it. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I am someone who studies humans, especially in food courts.
And you've seen Diagnosis Murder.
Yes. And I study humans, especially in food courts. And here's what I've noticed. Trashy, crazy people are like clown cars for babies. Babies just start splurting out of them at rapid pace at any given moment. She'll be fine.
Let me tell you something. I think also what's funny about this show is implying when she says, I don't have that feeling in my soul that it happened, is implying that anyone on this show actually has a soul. I think you have to have a soul to feel it in your soul.
Well, I didn't feel like I had to keep a secret for anything. For sure. I'm going to keep your secret. Don't you worry, fetus.
I'm still just laughing at the clown car. I'm just imagining the clown car of babies from Crazy People. Just babies popping out next to the hot dog on a stick at the Glendale Galleria.
There's been a lot of, you know, friends of mine, because I'm old, you know, let's face it. But friends of mine who are trying to get pregnant and stuff, there's a lot of, I'm dealing with it in my own storyline, my own extended storyline, my extended circle storyline. A lot over the years, like people having trouble getting pregnant and all this stuff. And so I've had a lot of conversations about it. And so many of them have taken place at food courts. And you can't help but look around and be like, why is this angel having trouble? And meanwhile, that one's got like five corn dogs sticking out of their nose, and they're just them out like clockwork, you know?
And the babies are the corn dogs. I gave birth to a baby. Gave birth to a corn dog again.
In some cases, you'd be better off. That's for sure.
Listen, if babies were corn dogs, I might change my stance. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat babies, but...
Babies were corn dogs, I would be like a star enemy of QAnon. I'd be like, baby buffet, let's all go eat the babies. Bohemian Grove, Hillary Clinton, get over here with some baby corn dogs. They're like, it's code word for babies that they're eating. No, it's literal baby. We're eating corn dog babies. That's how they're making them now, okay?
Can we start a QAnon rumor and just say babies are corn dogs? Just get that out there. Follow the breadcrumbs. It's literally the crumbs that fell off the corn dog.
Do your research. Okay, so we're already off the rails. We've gotten through two lines of this.
Listen, so there's already like the fact we started in a Dua Lipa place, and now we're in Babies Are Corn Dogs. It's just what's going to happen today. So, Kristen, well, the thing is this episode of The Valley starts off the tone is set because in this scene, I forget where it happens. But Kristen does the most Kristen shoulder thing ever. We've been talking for years about like one thing that Kristen does is she lifts her shoulder up and she's sort of like, she lifts it up and forward when she wants to make a point. Like, whatever.
She stabs her head. Throws her shoulder at you. I literally hit my head with my shoulder talking about Kristen on this show. Like,
yeah. And then like last night, she just did a full blatant one for no reason. She goes, okay. She just...
So funny. She is so funny to me.
Oh, she's great.
I died watching that. I was cracking up that you posted that. I was laughing so hard. And I just kept watching it on a loop, you know, because that's how Kristen gets you. You remember we used to call her that thing outside the car wash? So what are those like crazy blow-up things? And then they did it on the show. That was like the best thing that ever happened to me when she did it on the show, like she imitated it. I was like, my life, this is like officially made my life worth living, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not arrogant enough to say that was like a nod to us or anything, but it definitely felt like the universe nodding to us. And I was like, you know what? This world is worth it. Because sometimes you're like, what kind of world is this? You know, you watch the news. But that's the kind of world it is. It's a beautiful one. About having babies. Oh, God, it's a terrible world again. God, isn't that crazy how quick my mind is changing? They're talking about splurting some out, and they're making the joke, like, we better practice more. Oh! The dogs are like, please don't. And if you do, don't do it on the couches while we're trying to take a nap. Please.
Please, for the sake of Jill, just do it. Just be more discreet. Jill can't take it anymore.
Jill's got nervous diarrhea over there in the corner again. You guys talking about boning in front of her. Leave Jill alone.
So Kristen's like, seeing a negative pregnancy test sucks because I'm hoping, I'm praying, and wishing for the best. And then in the back of my mind, I'm also thinking, is this going to be a forever negative pregnancy test? Forever negative. I mean, it sucks. That's definitely like it's the like, tough part about trying to have a baby.
My resume.
I feel like there's like a joke in here about trying to make it as an actor in Hollywood. Forever negative. Did you get the audition? Negative.
Forever negative. Forever that's my LinkedIn profile or like the place I'll start shopping because I missed my chance at Forever 21. You know, it's like forever negative. It's like here I am in Heather Gray, just forever.
By the way, I have to say I'm really excited to recap Summer House this week, and I think you know why. I was like, there was a scene in there that I was like, I feel like Ronnie has been, we've been doing this podcast for 12 years, and 12 years of podcasting has led to this moment for Ronnie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Paige being on my side for like once in 90 years. That's been nice. That's been validating.
No, I can't say it. It's embargoed, but I'm excited for it. Right. Oh. I'm just letting everyone know there's something very exciting. And when you see it, you're all going to see it. And everyone, when you watch, just like see if you can guess what it is.
Oh my gosh. I can't even guess what it is. Oh, I can't wait. Now I'm so excited to talk about it.
Okay. Coming back to it.
By the way, Luke says, I need the Vanderpump Rules recaps. Jack's you next Tuesday. That doesn't even make sense. Why did I name them that? Why didn't anybody say, Ronnie, why'd you do that? Jack's you next Tuesday is what I said. Jack's you next Tuesday. Why would I do that? People are probably.
I guess you're trying to do a play.
Junt.
It doesn't make sense. What would have been a better title for Vanderpump Rules this week? Let's see. They were talking about leaving hippie.
I was trying to insinuate that he's a C word because I I'll put him in the C word thing, but it doesn't make sense because it's just junt. Like, it makes no sense.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, so they're going to practice boning, and then she finds out that he's been eating the prenatals, which I don't even think he was trying to be funny. I think it's just... when you're dating someone that Kristen thinks is crazy, I think Kristen finally found a good match.
Listen, when you are shocking Kristen by the things that you're eating, and this is the woman who ate a flower from a roadside median, then I think, like, you know, you're really doing something strange.
Isn't that cute that it's so full circle that she ate a flower from the median and that trip everybody turned against her because she was like a raging drunk? And then last week, Jill ate a flower, and then now everybody hates Jill. I don't know if everybody hates Jill, but I just assume they do.
You're right. No, everyone hates Jill. I love that this week, everyone on the cast like, fuck that dog, Jill.
Just America in general. The internet has turned on Jill.
The dog.
Stupid diarrhea.
Jill the dog. Jill. The least charismatic dog. Well, Jill. No, Milo's the worst, but Jill's number two. So...
Stop trying to trigger me about Milo. I love that dog. I think about it when I close my eyes. I'm like, oh, it's Milo running through a field, messing with toilet paper. I love him.
So Kristen's describing the trying to get pregnant process. She goes, we did a thing, and then he did a thing, and now give me a thing. And then it's like, womp, 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 thing, thing, thing. Know what I'm saying?
So he's like, yeah, well, I really want to talk about premarital counseling stuff because, you know, that's like really important for people to talk about. Like, we need to really talk about that premarital. And also, like, I don't feel like this is my house. It's more your house. Like, I really miss fishing. Like, I need fish. I need to fish all the time. Like, what? Where's my tools?
Yeah. Again, sir, what did you just figure out that moving to Los Angeles meant there'd be no fishing holes? Like, did you just realize there's no, you know, tranquil river that's, you know, going down Sunset Boulevard that you can get your waders into and a fly fisher hook?
Listen, that city has plenty of ways to waste your life away while really achieving nothing but feeling like you're at least making an effort. It's called commercial auditions. Get an agent, fucking loser. Pick an improv class. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, seriously. So he's like, I can't shoot my bow. I want to have space that feels like my space for some reason. You can't shoot your bow. What are you trying to shoot your bow for?
No kidding. Like, what are you? what are you trying to get? About hunting people. You know how they came out with all those movies about rich people hunting poorer people.
Yeah. What do you get? You want to hunt a deer? Come on, aspire better.
How about shoot your wad better? Okay, let's start with shooting your actual sperm better. Maybe we'll get you a bow.
What are you, Gina Davis? Relax with the archery, okay?
Yeah, and then Kristen explains. She's like, "Yeah, he really needs it, but like, I can't live in Colorado. Fuck Colorado, okay? Because like, Colorado, like, he just got electricity. Like, they have to bring their water in. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't get DoorDash there. Enough said."
I rest my case, Judge Kristen. And he's like, it's just honestly weird for me to live anywhere I don't have a fishing pole. It is my happy place. I don't think about anything but trying to catch fish. Again, sir, I don't know how many times I have to ask this. If you think of nothing but catching fish, why did you leave your Bass Pro Shop, you know, backyard fantasy?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
My happy place is a Big Mac. I don't live in a McDonald's. I drive there when I need to. Okay? Get a fucking pole and drive to the ocean, you wuss. I'm going to hear it from him.
Yeah.
So then he's like, yeah, how can we figure out more of my life here? You're not going to. You married a reality star that you banged in back of the tent. Okay? This is not about you. And the sooner you realize that, the better. Okay, sir? You're lucky that she's even letting you on her podcast. Because frankly, that would never happen in a million years to anybody else. This is worse than nepotism. This is like dowdy-tism. Okay? You weren't even born to anybody famous. You're just fucking a crazy person. And now, look. You're on television and people are actually listening to you. It's weird. Stop your complaining.
And you're not even starting up a cycle of nepotism, okay? Why don't you just focus less about the fish and focus on at least having future nepotism?
Yeah, focus on future nepotism, you loser. Get into the city's vibe. The city doesn't get into your vibe. Get into the city's vibe.
How about this? Go to that bar on Magnolia and eat some goldfish, and that'll be close enough. So now we see Jasmine and Jax going to Stout. I'm like not willing to let him have his hobby. I'm like, here's what you do.
Have a hobby, but yourself. Like get a map. Like you live by an ocean. I mean, I can't say it, and I'm just repeating myself as usual. But.
Honestly, like literally take it. There's go to Big Bear Lake, get in your car, drive out to a lake, go for somewhere, real. Do some vacations, get some tickets,
you know,
get some
plane
tickets.
You can get a house out there. I have friends, you know, lesbians always know how to find a deal. I fucking love lesbians. I'm like, I don't even know. I wouldn't even be the person I am without my great Aunt Josie, like making me paint all those bowling ball racks when I was 13 and got kicked out of my house. But in general, I just love lesbians so much. They teach me
talk
so
about
much.
Nepotism.
And they told me years ago, and this was, I think we'd been doing the podcast like 4 years. They're like, are you saving money? I'm like, fuck yeah. I've saved up every waiting table's dollar, and which of course wasn't much. You know, you can't save much in LA. But I was saving it. And they're like, you should get a down payment and buy a house out here where we're buying it. It's like Green Valley River or something. Green Valley Lake or Green Lake something. It's right by Big Bear. They're like, a house is $200,000. I was like, that's stupid. I'm not paying for a house all the way out there. Those houses are like $1 million now. Yeah. And they have this private little lesbian thing that they do. You know, they're like, Bob, we're going to our home. They're so fancy. I should have listened. It's like not the first time I've said this either. I should have listened to the lesbians, you know?
Lesbians are always right, I have to say.
Always right. So annoying.
The lesbians have it so figured out. And I feel like people always make fun of lesbians, like, oh, they're boring, or oh, look at them, like, dressed in plaid. The truth is, the lesbians have it all figured out, and they have the best time. They do. And it's great. Always listen to them. Always listen to your lesbian friends.
The gay guys act like they're like the paragons of, you know, taste and culture. You've got these lesbians out there. They know all the best restaurants. They have all the best neighborhoods that they bought first. I mean, they're trendsetters. I'm going to be a lesbian. If people can identify as whatever they want, I'm going to be a lesbian from now on because I deserve it. I deserve this. That's going to be my midlife crisis. I'm a lesbian now.
Yeah.
God damn it. I deserve it.
Yeah, I want to be part of Brandi Carlile's circle where everyone sits around and listens to Joni Mitchell and
I'm sick of pretending Taylor Swift is okay. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of being part of these discussions about it. I'm sick of reading about it on Twitter. I'm going to the lesbian side. That's it.
Yeah. So, speaking of Jasmine, well, she's not a lesbian, but she is, I think she's fluid, correct? So so Jasmine and Jax go to Stout, Jax pulls up in his golf cart. So I'm already mad because it's like, I know where this Stout is. I've been to the Stout several times. Jax drove that car probably down like Laurel Canyon Boulevard or like Vineland or something like that. The point is he drove a golf cart down a boulevard where vehicles are expected to go above 25 miles per hour. So he held up traffic.
So wait, they were at the Hollywood Stout?
No, they were at the one on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh yeah, I've never been to that one.
The one but that's like across from Michael's.
Wait,
let me orient you. Okay, there's a Michael's. Let me orient you via Michael's. There's a Michael's. And then a Michael's that's on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. Mm-hmm. Across the street is Stout.
Oh, okay. God, Ventura Boulevard's fun.
I figured if I grounded you with a reference to Michael's, that correct. Would make it all make
Pier
sense.
Pier 1 also works for me. And the Vespa store, which is a little further down the street. But that's like when you're in no man's land. Here's the thing. I think you're correct. And golf cart culture is a Charleston thing because you're just driving down the street. You know what I mean? It's a beach town. You're living in the valley. You can't just drive golf carts. How is that legal? They were on the freeway later in the episode. Brittany thought, you better let me talk about your restaurant. It. And I was like, there's cars going 70 miles an hour next to you. How is this legal?
Golf carts are for planned communities and literal golf courses and like twee historic cities like Charleston. They are not meant for suburban sprawl, and specifically the suburban sprawl of Valley Village and Studio City. Like if I catch you in a golf cart holding me up while I'm racing for my light at Riverside and like Tahunga, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be real pissed, especially if it's Jax who's driving it.
Yeah, gross. He's gross. Yeah. I'm looking at Jax cheated on Brittany. That's what I'm carrying on. I was like, oh, how many times? Good time to look up. Yeah, this is a good time to look up.
So anyway, he shows up. Jasmine's getting like a scene. It's always exciting when they get Jasmine a scene. So they order drinks. And it's funny. I think the last time I went there, I saw the guy from This Is Us sitting right where Jax was sitting. So I'm only saying, what's the name of the guy? The guy, Chrishell's ex, Justin Hartley. Mm. I'm only saying this to elevate. I'm just trying to elevate myself to be like Jax. The butt energy that Jax gets is from Justin Hartley, and mine is Dua Lipa. So
you win.
I just want to show. I want to elevate my place in life.
Josh Hartley. Ooh. Losers.
Congrats. You got the guy who dumped Chrishell on your butt.
Yeah. I've Josh got Dua Hartley. Lipa. Who cares? Nobody cares.
So Jasmine's like, well, I'm glad you came to meet. Like, what's going on with, like, the boys' night? How was that? I just want to check in, you know, because life is so crazy for you right now. And if you want to ask me any questions, that'd be great. And Jax is like, yeah, I mean, there's just, like, a lot going on. Like, well, you know, like, boys' night, that was just, it was just like a therapy session, to be honest. It, like, really wasn't a guys' night at all. It was just, like, guys having a night out. But it wasn't really, like, a guys' night. You know what I'm saying?
This is so Jax, too, to be like, yeah, pretty busy, but made it all the way to Stout. How much time do we have? Okay, I just want to start some shit and then go back to ignoring you. Okay, so
yeah.
Here's the storyline. I need you to move forward. Everybody's cheating on everybody. Please move this forward. Don't say you heard it from me. Definitely not. I'll just deny it. So poor thing. She's just being so used. He probably didn't even pay for a damn hamburger.
No, definitely not. So she's like, well, I'm sure Brittany already filled you in on girls' night and the conversations that were happening. And he's like, oh, God, yeah. So she tells him, he's like, you know, oh, the thing is that, like, you know, I've got a big mouth. And she's 100% right. I love gossip. And then we see flashbacks. 7 years ago, Jack's gossiping. 6 years ago, Jack's gossiping. And then it goes, literally last week. And it's Brittany being like, well, Jax, I can't tell you anything because, you know, you're going to, like, gossip.
Well, he's also a really fun gossip because he's a compulsive liar. And so you never know if he's just making things up, you know? Like, he's a crazy person. He literally lies about everything. And so one of them was flashback. Kristen saying that Jax claims to have walked in on her and Brittany going down on each other. Like, was that true? I believe that that one was true. And then a few months, was it a couple weeks? You know what? Time is dead to me, basically. But recently, Jax told everybody that Brittany had a stroke. Did you know that? And she was like, I did not have a stroke, Jax. He's like, sorry.
What? Sorry.
What does that mean?
He's like, you know me, I get carried away sometimes.
Yeah, it is just Jax. You know, just saying to people I have strokes and stuff. Yeah, he forgive him. He's a good guy, y'all.
So Jasmine was saying, like, oh, by the way, at girls' night, she mentioned, like, the sexual thing was off, and, like, she just wants to get that spark back, you know, and for you to be more in tune with what's going on. And Jack's like, yeah, I know. She's, like, really insecure about herself, which is why I'm encouraging her to get more plastic surgery and maybe make her face more frowny and get bigger boobs. But I know she's insecure.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get her to put some carry-on roller sizes in her chest, you know, maybe feel a little bit better about herself. I really want to be able to fit some packing cubes into Brittany's chest next trip we take. Maybe then I'll fuck her. Yeah. Gross. This guy's such a
pig. Jasmine.
So she's like, she just wants a spark back. Well, cocaine. Also, Brittany doesn't think that Jax is just not fucking, right? Because you know that Jax is fucking around because Jax is letting this narrative go around that his dick isn't working, basically. It's like, I'm not fucking. He's right. Like, yeah, it's real hard on me, you know, because I've got a lot of stress. We know that Jax is using that dick. That is one thing Jax is always going to use, is that dick. So if he's letting it get out there on purpose and not even getting defensive that his dick doesn't work, then he's cheating for sure.
Yeah. And so Jasmine's doing this whole thing of like, you know, men are so stupid. They're so oblivious. I'm just going to be like the one so I can be like, hey, Jax, just so you know, like your wife is going through this. Like, we get it. You love him. But like, actions speak louder than words. So Jasmine thinks she's going to like talk straight, like be straight shooter with Jax and like help him out. And so he starts talking about how, you know, we used to be like all over each other. We were like rabbits, you know? And then it's like, then I was like, what about if this rabbit got new boobs, you know? And then we were like rabbits, one of them had new boobs. And then it was just like, we were like freaks about it, you know? But then the baby came. And I'm like, okay, well, great. Congrats on setting up your baby for therapy, laying the groundwork for blaming the baby for everything that goes wrong with your relationship.
Well, you have a baby in order to fix shit, not to fuck things up. That's what people don't understand. Like, you're supposed to have it to fix things. They don't fix anything. They should literally come out and shit all over you. I don't know what people think they're getting into, but they need to stop lying to each other and being like, oh my God, you're going to love motherhood. No, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. And stop telling your friends that.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So she's doing, and then she goes, yeah, I mean, you guys are always home with the baby. I mean, like, use that. Use that, Jax. What does that mean? Use that. Make that hot. Like, yeah, here we are, home alone with the baby. Just me and you again. Yeah, let's get into some sweatpants kink. What do you... I mean, I that is a thing, but...
Yeah. What is... I feel, is that like normal core sweatpants kink, or is it just like its own, like...
I've seen it. I mean, I don't know if it's a hetero porn thing. I've seen it in gay porn. Like, I've come across it, you know? No pun intended. Oh, well. But it's like dudes in sweatpants. I don't know. It's like a thing.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, you know, people can see things flopping around and stuff.
No, like thick
sweatpants. Either way.
Thick ones. Not like the thin ones, you know? Like thick sweatpants. It's just a thing. People are into sweatpants. I don't know what it is. It's not like the... You remember the Adam guy from Shaws of Sunset, how he was really into freeballing? Like, he liked seeing guys in shorts because he could see their wiener outlines. Like, that was his kink. And I'd never heard of that being a kink. Yeah. But yeah, this one is not that. It's actual thick sweatpants. So you can't
really see anything.
Yeah. It's like that's cheap kind of Kmart quality, you know, the real thick quality.
That's like having a kink that's like, I want to see someone in a giant parka. I don't know. I'm like, don't you want to see something in there? Like, don't you want to see something flopping or moving around or outlined?
It's probably parka kinks. Through?
Parka. It's like Urban Legend, the movie Urban Legend. It's like, yeah, I have Urban Legend kink. I want to see someone in a big parka with a furry hood.
I want to see someone getting fucked while their kidney's getting stolen in a bathtub.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, GX is like, yeah, you know, I'm used to saying, like, let's go get drunk and fuck in the bathroom, which is funny. Because the latest rumor about Jax is that that's where he was fucking his publicist. Was in the bathroom of the club. By the way, this is all alleged. This is stuff I'm reading on Reddit, so don't even bother suing me. Sue Reddit, and good luck with that.
Yeah. So then Jasmine is like, yeah, just like, you know, send something dirty to her. Send a text, whatever. And he's like, yeah, yeah, you're right. I mean, her love language is my mouth between her legs. It's like, oh, that really escalated quickly in this conversation. So she's like, well, there you go. Just say that. Be like, hey, I can't wait to come home and put my face between your legs. So, you know, like, do that. Get some toys. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got plenty of those. I mean, there's probably like a lot of, you know, she's probably been using the shit out of them a lot. I mean, like, the amount of batteries we go through is insane. You just can hear Tom Sandoval be like, dude, that's why I always have batteries in all the drawers, man. It's like, people don't understand how hard that is.
That's a real man right there stocking batteries in his house.
So then, Jasmine's like, don't be hard on yourself. He's like, I'm just working so hard. There's the this that I'm doing, and then there's the that that I'm doing, and then there's that whole bar thing that I'm doing literally nothing for. Other people are doing, I'm just attaching my name to. I mean, the stress of it. It is the stress of it that's killing me.
And she's like, I just don't want you to end up like Jesse and Michelle. Am I right? He's like, no, that will never, never, never happen. And by that, I mean, we would never get a divorce without turning it into several Us Weekly magazine stories. Like, yeah, they're wasting. Exactly. They're just wasting all this great content.
So he's like, yeah, well, when we went to the carnival, Jesse was like, if my marriage lasts the next 2 months, I'll be shocked. And she's like, whoa, I didn't know it was that bad. And so they talk about, oh, my God. You know, of course, Jax, that's the whole reason Jax invited her here, was to spread this around, right? And exactly. So, because Kristen didn't want to do it. Kristen's claiming she doesn't want to do it. Although we know that Kristen's literally chomping at the bit to do it. But
well, this part, the carnival thing, Jax, this was gossip that Jax heard from the source. So this part is like pure Jax gossip. But then he goes, hey, can this next part stay between us? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, all right. The rumor I was told is she's been texting other men. And Kristen told me this about Michelle. So now he's doing Kristen's gossip. And by the way, I just want to pause this for a moment to say, I was looking on our Instagram this morning and I was... You know, I was walking down the sidewalk, so I couldn't do some follow-up research on this, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that you were able to, because someone on our Instagram said, did you hear that that it was outed this morning that the director that Michelle was talking to was Rob Reiner? Please tell me, because I was starting to hear rumors of Michael Bay, mainly just Michael Bay. But if it's Rob Reiner, I don't know.
I've not heard that, I have to say. I've heard Michael Bay, and I even heard Sly Stallone last week. But Michael right. Bay seems to be the most popular choice. Hold on, Michelle the Valley.
If it's Rob Reiner,
Michelle,
I don't think she has a last name. I think Jesse is like, you're not allowed to have one anymore.
Michelle Lally. Yeah, Lally. Michelle Lally.
Is that
Rob
somewhere?
Reiner. Let's see.
If someone just made this up.
When Harry Met Sally. Who is Rob Reiner's wife? Sally Struthers says fans believe she was actually married to Meathead. I don't see anything on here. David Lally, head of Spark Shots. Nope. I mean, I don't see anything on Google. That doesn't mean anything. You know, I haven't heard it. It's a terrifying thought. I'm going to say that. I'm gagged.
It's actually
terrifying.
So bizarre, I support it. It's like... I know why I support it, because Jesse is a former model, and to know that she would like cheat on Jesse with Meathead.
Well, here's why I don't believe it. Amongst other things, looks aside.
amongst its central premise.
Well, listen, it's LA, and we've seen crazier dates happen. I mean, LA is like the town of the cast of Monsters, Inc. getting the hottest girls in town, okay? For evidence, please see Harvey Weinstein or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on that level, it doesn't shock me, although I know that guy was an absolute predator. But you know what I mean. Just like gross guys, hot girls. We've seen it. But I don't believe it because he is so ultra-liberal that – like he's like quoted all the time on Twitter. Like he's getting in Twitter fights, or he used to all the time, about liberal causes and stuff like that. And Michelle's whole storyline is conservative views. So I don't know. I think that wouldn't work.
But you know what? Don't you also kind of feel like Michelle is just sort of, she takes on the political views of who she's stuck with? So, like, I can see Jesse being, like, more Republican and conservative and be like, you can't say anything these days. Cancel culture, am I right? And she's like, yeah, cancel culture. But then she's with Rob Reiner, and then she's now, like...
She's, like, wearing P-Flag super... t-shirts and shit.
my mind cannot wrap itself around the idea of Michelle Lally and Rob Reiner being an item, but it wants to.
Yeah, I want to see that happen. No offense to anybody who gave us that. I'm not buying that. So Jasmine's like, oh my God, fucking Kristen. And of course, Kristen's going to open her mouth. You know, I don't want to be a part of this, because Kristen's just going to be Kristen. And she is literally like a bomb. And you know what you're going to get when she comes in? Crazy Kristen. Is it crazy or is it regular Kristen? Like, who is it today? Who are we dealing with today? And he's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, I mean, this is life altering gossip to say about somebody's marriage.
Yeah.
And that I just gave you on national TV. Now we get to watch the rest of the episode with Jasmine and Jax acting so morally superior when they were the ones who just brought this shit up on national TV. So.
I love that Jax is like, wow, you know, Kristen, she just has the biggest mouth, Kristen. She has the biggest mouth. you're literally just passing on this gossip on TV to Jasmine.
Well, they both do it now. Because then she's like, can you believe what Kristen is doing, passing gossip that I'm not going to repeat on national television to you, Janet, that has to do with her marriage, that I'm not
exactly
going to say a thing about her possibly cheating with somebody who might be not a ball, but a head of... Meathead. Fucking Meathead. She's fucking Meathead.
All I'm saying is that Michelle is keeping it all in the family, if you know what I'm saying. Right?
When Harry Met
She's
Lally,
looking for a few
right?
good men.
Yeah.
She's looking for a few good men. Did Rob Reiner direct A Few Good Men, or was that... I don't think he directed that. Did he?
I don't know, because I looked up Rob Reiner and When Harry Met Sally came up, which is where my When Harry Met Lally joke came from. Thank you, everybody. Everybody sit down. Seriously. It's a long, long recap still to come. Everybody take a seat.
There's a lot. There's a lot to cover. This is a big episode.
Apparently. To us it is. Jesus.
To us. This is huge, huge stuff.
Before we started this, we were like, oh my God, only two episodes to record and then our weekend begins. I can't wait to get these over with. And then we're like, you know what? Let's talk about fishing poles for 90 minutes straight.
I am going to continue looking up to see whether or not he directed A Few Good Men or if that was Ron Howard. In the meantime, you can take us on to the
Ron
next
Howard
scene.
Sounds right, actually. Yeah. Okay, so then she's like, well, look,
Excuse me, everyone. The director of A Few Good Men was, in fact, Rob Reiner. He also directed Misery.
Good call.
So that's why she likes him.
Misery.
She's like, thank you for directing a movie about my emotional state.
She's like, I love what you had Kathy Bates doing, what I would do emotionally to the gay community if I had Max. So thanks.
Oh my goodness. Rob Reiner, thank you so much for directing a movie about what I want Jesse to do next time I am near railroad tracks. Stand by me. As in on the railroad tracks.
So let me say this because I don't want to forget. I already forgot. Okay, so it's not in my notes, but is this the scene when Jasmine's like, I know Jax, and Jax is just taking me to lunch and telling me all this gossip because he wants me to repeat the gossip, and I'm not stupid. I'm not going to just go out and repeat this gossip. And then she goes out and basically does. But I don't know if that's an hour later, but I didn't want to forget to say it. So it's like, yes, Jasmine's too smart for this. And then she immediately is like, well, I may have heard something that I'm not going to talk about. Okay, so comic relief phone time with Jax. Okay, so Jax is trying to figure out how to talk to Jason on FaceTime, but Jason can't talk on FaceTime because he has an Android phone. And so Jax is like, oh no, Jason's like, call me on WhatsApp. And he's like, Brittany won't let me have WhatsApp. I fuck around on her. She knows that. Everybody knows that. So can't do that. Goddamn Androids. Jax has a major problem with Android phones. I don't think it's a shock. But it's funny because Jax is kind of the Android phone of humans. And I'll leave it there. Is this the point where we should make this a part two recap? Okay, so guys, we're going to end this part one of the recap. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you on the next episode. Bye now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a Canon Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.